Hey there, welcome to Following the Truth. My name is Gary Zimak. Come on in, make yourself at home. I plan to be here for the next 30 minutes, and I hope you'll be able to stick around for the entire show as well. Well, are you ready? We are one day away from entering into Lent. I am psyched about it, and I hope you are as well. Give Up Worry for Lent managed to sell out once again on Amazon. I am so grateful. I'm grateful for your support with the book. I'm grateful for the Lord for making all this possible. And I think this is going to be an amazing Lent. And I just hope that you'll be able to join me for the journey. We'll talk a little bit about some last-minute instructions before we enter into the actual season of Lent. It all happens tomorrow. And, you know, I think I'm going to have maybe a different spin on Lent because, well, we'll talk more about it after we pray. But for many years, Lent was just a negative thing for me. It was kind of scary, depressing, somber. You know, even though I didn't really do that much, there were certain restrictions that really just made it difficult for me. And I really think it's a matter of perspective. So we'll talk about it, and I'm going to share some thoughts why I think that Lent can be a really positive experience. I mean, it can be a very positive experience, no doubt about it, but it can also be a pleasant experience. It doesn't have to be depressing and dark and painful. It really doesn't, and that doesn't mean you're not going to be doing any work. You are. But there's a really positive side. And I feel that's what the Holy Spirit wants me to talk about today. So you know me, I listen to the Holy Spirit. We'll talk more about Give Up Worry for Lent, how it's going to work, what we're going to be doing on this show. We'll do that after the prayer, right? So let's pray now because I want to make sure I get the Holy Spirit working in me before I go too much further. And I would ask you to join me as we turn to our Heavenly Father and begin in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Oh, Father in heaven, thank you. You are here once again with us. I'm so grateful for that, for your presence in our lives. Father, we recognize that you are all-powerful. You are all-loving. You are all-knowing. You're a good guy to have for a dad. So, Father, as we turn to you in prayer today, we almost feel your love. And we pray through the Holy Spirit that we can feel that love that you have for us. More than just an intellectual knowledge of knowing that you love us, we pray that through the Holy Spirit we can actually feel that love today. Father, I ask you to bless us, to bless our family, our friends. We ask you, Father, to provide us with what we need this day. Please grant us the grace to deal with any difficulties or suffering that are in our lives right now. Father, I ask that you put an end to the coronavirus. I especially ask that you relieve the suffering of anybody who is dealing with any sort of sickness, coronavirus or anything else right now. Relieve their suffering and heal them, Father. I'm praying that you heal them. I also, Father, want to lift up those who are dealing with these crazy weather conditions, people in Texas who are dealing with sub-zero temperatures, just unheard of suffering and power outages and food shortages. And, oh, Father, I ask you to help them, to put an end to this, to ease their suffering, to comfort them. And, Father, I ask you to use me this day as your instrument. Please give me the words for this show. Let me know what you would like me to say. Help me get out of the way so I can deliver your message. And Father, I ask that you open all of our minds and all of our hearts to be receptive to what you have to say and be willing to put it into practice. Father God, I ask these things in the name of your Son and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you for praying with me. I just want to tell you, man, I'm watching the news about what's going on in Texas. Now, here we are in the Northeast. I live in South Jersey, right over the bridge from Philly, and it's beautiful here today. I think it's around 50 and sunny. The snow is melting, and I am just, my heart's breaking for anybody who is struggling with these conditions. I think I saw in Fort Worth it was zero today. I mean, that is just not, that's unheard of. That's not right. So I would ask you, if you're listening and whether or not you're in one of the affected areas, just please pray for our friends who are suffering right now from these extreme weather conditions. I just can't imagine. And if you are listening and you are in that area, just be assured that I'm praying for you, and my family's going to be praying for you too. I do believe that even though externally, I mentioned this on the show, I think it was yesterday, even though externally when we pray, we don't always see the fruit of our prayer, I firmly, strongly, by faith, believe that every time we pray, that something happens, something positive happens. And again, prayer's a tricky thing. We should talk more about prayer. I think I'd like to write about prayer a little bit more one day, because it is something that has driven me crazy, the whole idea of prayer. Like, okay, I'm praying, I don't see anything happening. And what happens, unfortunately, is because of that, because of the way we are wired as people, when we pray and nothing happens, sometimes we don't pray anymore because we think, well, this isn't working. So it's a really tricky business. I believe prayer is very powerful, and I believe with the Holy Spirit we can understand better the power of prayer. So I urge you, while you're praying, pray to understand prayer more. I'm serious about that. Let the Holy Spirit enlighten you as to the importance of prayer. Because once you understand it, you're going to pray more earnestly. You're going to pray and not give up. And that's the danger. We've got to watch that. So prayer is very powerful. Okay, give up worry for Lent. Big day tomorrow. So it all kicks off officially on the Sunrise Morning Show on EWTN Radio. That's what I use to really launch Give Up Worry for Lent. This year, Give Up Worry for Lent 2021 kicks off on the Sunrise Morning Show tomorrow morning, Wednesday, Ash Wednesday, on EWTN Radio at 6:35 a.m. Eastern Time. It's early. I know it's early, but I always, for the past several years, I've kicked Give Up Worry for Lent off on the Sunrise Morning Show, and I'm really honored to be able to do it once again in my regular segment. And my Wednesday segments on the Sunrise Morning Show will take on a Give Up Worry for Lent theme. It's very similar to what we're doing now, but it's going to take on a different theme. So the whole thing kicks off tomorrow. And essentially what this means is, if you're following along with Give Up Worry for Lent, the book, on this program, on our podcast here, I'm going to supplement what's in the book, give you some additional information. Same thing with my daily email, Let Not Your Heart Be Troubled. I'm going to also add some additional material for Give Up Worry for Lent. And on this show, because I have 30 minutes, we'll also maybe fit in some of the daily reading, some other assorted information, all designed to make this a great Lent for you. I want to walk with you. I want to have a great Lent, and I want to help you. And between you, me, and Jesus, I think we're going to have a great Lent. Our best ever, right? To borrow something from Matthew Kelly, let's make this our best Lent ever. If the desire is there, and I think that's the key, if the desire is there, the Holy Spirit's going to respond. And remember, the Holy Spirit's in charge of the operation. We are not in charge. And I think too many times we make the mistake of trying to be in charge of our Lenten practices, whatever they are. And I think we can hurt ourselves sometimes. And it's really a fine line between wanting to do the best you can and really working hard during Lent and trying to take over the operation from the Holy Spirit. See, we don't want to do that. We really want the Holy Spirit to lead us. We just want to follow the Holy Spirit. And it gets tricky sometimes. So I really believe that I'm going to be praying for us, that we can do this. And my goal is to be here with you each day during the Lenten season. It's a little different this year because normally I travel during Lent. I do parish missions and I'm doing a lot of traveling. Well, this year everything's been canceled. My one remaining mission just got canceled. So, or postponed, more technically accurate. So it's really important for us to... it's important for me to be able to reach out to you, and I have the ability to do that now. So I'm excited that we can do it on the radio program and the newsletter. So that's what we're going to be doing. That'll be kicking off tomorrow. Give Up Worry for Lent kicks off here on the program, but we actually kick it off on the Sunrise Morning Show, and then we do it here. And there's something else coming, too, in addition to the book, from CatholicMom.com. I'll let you know about that. So, the Lord's given me other opportunities. He's not allowing me to speak, to travel to speak this year, but he's giving me other ways to get the message out. The book sold out again on Amazon. Praise the Lord for that. It's sold out on EWTN Religious Catalog. I think Amazon's saying they'll get it in by February the 20-something. I'm not sure what that is. But if you still want to get a copy of Give Up Worry for Lent, you can order it from Ave Maria Press. And if you want to get 20% off and free shipping, what you need to do is when you check out, use the code ZIMAK, which is my name, ZIMAK20, ZIMAK20, for free shipping and a 20% discount from Ave Maria Press. So you are going to be able to do that right now. The book is in stock there. They've got them in stock, plenty of them from what I've been told. So if you want to get it, that's the best place to get it. You can also get the book for your Kindle through Amazon if you'd like to do that as well. Okay, let's Give Up Worry for Lent. I'm trying to think if there's anything else. So I don't think there is, but for all things about my ministry, if you want to find out anything about my ministry, the best place to go is my website, followingthetruth.com, followingthetruth.com, for the books, for the daily email reflection, for my weekly podcast, which supplements this podcast. And again, I'm happy that I'm doing more. Financially, it's been really difficult this year, though, because the bulk of my income was always made from speaking. So it's been difficult without speaking, and that's why I really appreciate your donations. They're needed more now than ever, and I'm very grateful. But I am God's giving me the opportunity to reach you in a different way, with this daily email, with this podcast, all of which I started up in 2020. I did the podcast for years before, but then I stopped for about 2 years, and then I started it up again when I was home for the pandemic, and I wanted to reach out, and I love doing it, and I appreciate all the good comments that I'm getting, and I'm really grateful for all of your support and prayers. Okay, so let's talk Lent a little bit since we're getting ready. I want to read the gospel from today's daily mass because that leads in nicely. But before that, I just want to say a couple of off-the-cuff, hopefully inspired by the Holy Spirit, comments about Lent. So for many years, I don't like to fast. I just don't. I have a hard time when I don't get to eat. And for many years, Lent was very tough on me. Just the thought of fasting and abstaining from meat on Ash Wednesday and Good Friday. You know, the only two required days of fasting in Lent are Ash Wednesday, Good Friday. It's not really that difficult. And abstaining from meat is Ash Wednesday and all of the Fridays from Lent. But I struggled. And you know, the idea of giving up something in addition to that for me was just, it was burdensome. But I was lukewarm. You see, you have to understand where I was coming from. I didn't like to do it. But even when I had my conversion, encountered Christ, surrendered my life to Him, even when I did that, Lent still was not fun for me. And for the most part, what I would do every year, I would do the same thing because it hurt so bad, was that I would give up sweets. And, you know, it's a funny thing. I love my sweets. I really do. And every year I would give up cake. I would sometimes, like, I was really pathetic because I would not necessarily give up candy. So I would say sweets, but I wouldn't do all sweets. But cake and pies and all that stuff, that's really painful for me. I could give up ice cream and it's not as painful. But those things, man, it hurt. And I would go into it with the intent that I'm going to do it. I'm going to master my desires, which is one of the reasons we fast during Lent. I was going to offer up any associated suffering. And there was suffering. I kid you not, there was suffering. I was going to offer it up and unite it with the suffering of Christ. So all very effective, very powerful, good thing for Lent. But here's the problem. As I would go on and on in the Lenten season, I sort of lost sight of why I was doing it. Do you ever have that experience? You kind of lose sight. And then it became, maybe halfway through, maybe sooner, I don't remember exactly, it became, okay, how many days till I can have cake? And I was counting down the days until Easter. And then I'd pig out on Easter, and I'd never go back to any sort of restriction, you know, just like all cake all the time after that. And again, there was power in it. It wasn't totally wasted, but I didn't really grow from the experience. Once Easter came around, well, that was it. And again, it's a start. But really, I think what the Lord wants us to do is somehow grow from our Lenten sacrifices. And I think it's good to give up things. Fasting is a form of prayer. But for each of us, it's going to be different. And I know Father Larry Richards has talked about this, about, you know, you give up chocolate and you feel really good about yourself. And we do have to watch it, that we don't start to feel like we're in control of this whatever fasting we're doing. And then we start to feel a little proud that we're doing it. I'm a great Christian because I'm not eating sweets. And again, there is a valid point for doing that. And I think some fasting has to be part of your Lenten practice. I think that's a good idea. But for me personally, I lost sight many times of why I did what I did. And then when I started leading the Give Up Worry for Lent thing, it changed for me. Because I'm going to be going through this with you once again. And really, Give Up Worry for Lent is effective and useful, even if you're not somebody who tends to worry, because every day we look at a Bible verse, and the Bible verse is designed to draw us closer to Jesus in some way. So rather than just give up worry for Lent, this is more like a give up control of your life and surrender to Jesus and walk with him during the Lenten season. That's really what this thing is all about. So with that in mind, if you do this, and I'm not saying you can't do other things or you can't do a different program, but this has been, there's been a lot of interest in this Give Up Worry for Lent thing. And I know that through minimal effort on my part, I'm just the messenger. The Holy Spirit gave me that book. I put it out there. And through that book, people are being drawn closer to Christ. And I am, all glory to God for that one. Again, I'm just the instrument, and I got the idea, I believe, by the Holy Spirit. The book has taken off beyond my wildest dreams, and I will not take credit for that. I won't. I'm just doing what God told me to do, and praise God, it's working. So the point I'm trying to make is this. Instead of Lent being a scary and burdensome time for you, and it may not be, but I'm just saying if it is, I want to offer this. If you do something like Give Up Worry for Lent, where you do some scripture, you do some extra prayer, and this is all part of Give Up Worry for Lent, if you do something like that, it's going to be a peaceful experience. You're going to have more peace than if you didn't do that, than if you didn't give up your extra time. So essentially what we're doing when we say Give Up Worry for Lent is we're giving up our time to do the meditations, which is about 2 minutes a day. And we're also giving up control. We're giving control of our lives to Jesus, which is a hard thing to do sometimes. So by letting go of the control and giving up a little extra time, and you know, which requires putting in some work too, because the book makes us do some things, some exercises, trying to control your thoughts or, you know, what you can control. By doing that, in return, you're going to be more peaceful than had you not done that. So Lent can be a peaceful time and is actually possible for you, even though Lent is a time when we fast, when we're in the desert, when there is some extra suffering. You can experience joy, because anytime you are in a relationship with the Lord, you can rejoice, and you should rejoice, because joy is a fruit of the Holy Spirit. So I don't believe Lent has to be a negative season. There's more emphasis on penance and recognizing that we're sinners and we need to make some changes. But by trying to grow closer to the Lord and by growing closer to Him. You spend more time with Him, you read the Word in Scripture, and you are going to be closer to Him. By doing that and spending more time with Him, you're going to feel more peaceful. So it'll actually be a more pleasant experience for you. It's kind of hard to see until you're in the midst of it. And I think if we just do it together, you and me, on this show, through the email reflections, and by reading the book, when you put it all together, I think we could come up with something that is not burdensome, and it's going to make Lent a very good experience for you, a positive experience, a productive experience, but it's also going to be more peaceful. You're going to feel better. But let's just see what happens when we do it, okay? I really think you're going to be pleased, and I'm excited about that. And by all means, you know, a little sacrificing is a good thing. So tomorrow, when you have to give up the meat, when you have to fast, just know that you're growing closer to Christ when you do it. And there's a certain sense of peace that we can get from it. Because you grow closer to Christ, He's the Prince of Peace, He gives you His peace, even though there's some external pain. And it's going to help us to remember that this world is passing away, that the things of the flesh, they only give so much happiness. You know, if I ate the greatest meal in the world, in a few hours, I'm going to be hungry again. You know what I mean? It's not a lasting enjoyment, a lasting peace. There's nothing wrong with enjoying the things of the world, but we don't want to make that all we do. We want to seek first the kingdom. That's what Jesus told us in the Sermon on the Mount. Let me read this gospel. It's from today's Mass. It'll be the last gospel from ordinary time for a while. We'll go through Lent, and then we'll go through the Easter season. Then we'll go back to ordinary time sometime around the summer months. But this is the last gospel in ordinary time before we head into Lent. It's Mark chapter 8, verses 14 through 21. The disciples had forgotten to bring bread, and they had only one loaf with them in the boat. Jesus enjoined them, "Watch out! Guard against the leaven of the Pharisees and the leaven of Herod." They concluded among themselves that it was because they had no bread. When he became aware of this, he said to them, "Why do you conclude that it's because you have no bread? Do you not yet understand or comprehend? Are your hearts hardened? Do you have eyes and not see, ears and not hear? And do you not remember when I broke the 5 loaves for the 5,000, how many wicker baskets full of fragments you picked up?" They answered him, 12. "When I broke the 7 loaves for the 4,000, how many baskets of fragments did you pick up?" They answered him, 7. And he said to them, "Do you still not understand?" You know, it's amazing, the disciples, these are really the apostles, but they're referred to as the disciples at this point, they didn't get a lot of things. But remember, they also didn't have the Holy Spirit yet, like you and I do. So let's cut them a break a little bit. They didn't get many things. Jesus is talking about, he uses this phrase, the leaven of the Pharisees and the leaven of Herod. He's not speaking about real bread, but they think that he's criticizing them because they forgot to bring the bread. And you know, because they didn't get it. They didn't get what he was saying, and they didn't get a lot of things. And Jesus is questioning them and saying, and he ends with this question in the gospel, "Do you still not understand? You know, you saw me perform miracles. You saw me heal people. You saw me drive out demons. You don't get what I'm all about? Or you're not understanding what I'm doing? You heard me say the kingdom of God is at hand." We talked about this on the show yesterday. "I am here to usher in the kingdom of God." That's what Jesus is saying. "And you guys think I'm talking about bread? Do you still not understand?" And I like to propose that he's asking us that question. "You know I said I'd be here with you forever. You know I said don't worry. You know I said I can do all things. You know I said your Father in heaven will provide for your needs. Do you still not understand?" Now, in this gospel, in Mark's gospel, the disciples don't answer. But I think we know the answer. And the answer is no, they don't understand. So how about if when Jesus asks us this question as we prepare to enter into Lent, "Do you still not understand that I'm your Lord and Savior, that I want to take care of you, that I don't want you to worry, that I want you to be at peace? Do you still not understand? What I'm saying is, you and me, we need to answer. No, Lord, we don't. We don't understand. Would you please teach us? And I think that is the perfect point of departure for our Lenten journey. Lord, no, we don't understand. But can we journey with you for the next 40 days? And can you teach us? And you know what? He will. So between you, me, and Jesus, we can have a great Lent. We don't understand. There's so much we don't understand, but he wants to help us understand. So let's work on that, okay? It all begins tomorrow, and I am very excited about it. And I really hope that you'll be able to join me as we shift to a give up worry for Lent focus on this daily podcast. We're going to do more than just that, though, too. So don't panic. It's not just going to be give up worry. We'll look at, from time to time, some of the mass readings, some other material, because I want to make this your best Lent that you've ever had. Alrighty. Hey, I want to thank you for hanging out with me. Again, for more information about my work or to sign up for the daily emails, followingthetruth.com is the place to go. And if you would be so kind as to consider becoming a monthly sponsor of my work, you can do that at followingthetruth.com as well. Just click on donate and you will be able to donate securely through PayPal. You can also make a one-time donation there as well. If you could do something, if you feel that my work has helped you and you're able to do something, now would really be the time to do it, because it's a difficult time financially. I thank you. I thank you so much. You know, it's not easy for me to talk about money. I just really don't like to talk about it, but I know that it's just necessary right now. So thank you for listening. I hope you have a fantastic night. I hope you're ready to launch into our Lenten effort, our exercise, whatever you want to call it, and I really believe it's going to be good. God bless you. Thank you again. Remember, it all begins tomorrow. Do you still not understand, the Lord says? No, Lord, not really. Would you please teach us as we journey with you through Lent? Thanks again. God bless you. Look forward to being with you again tomorrow here on Following the Truth. God bless you. Bye-bye.